Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Okay, fill in the blank. Obama blank, 2008. Who do you Democrats want for vice president? It can be Clinton or anyone else, but give me a name. 212-433-WNYC. Obama blank, 2008. 212-433-9692. We'll get to your calls in a few minutes. And while they're coming in, let's take our first 3 minutes today for this Brian Lehrer Show retrospective of all the voices that have dropped out along the way. Obama and McCain are the nominees. These people are not.
When you run for president of the United States, you spend a lot of time thinking about what qualities you would want in the chief executive of the United States. Someone who can be trusted in times of crisis. Someone with a clear vision about the challenges facing our nation. Obviously, I thought I was that person. The voters made a different choice.
For the same reason that I launched the campaign, I must now end it.
I had my chance, and it didn't come out the way I thought it was going to, but that's life.
Let me make sure I'm hearing you correctly. You're out of the race.
I'm out of the race.
It is appropriate that I come here today. It's time for me to step aside so that history can blaze its path.
It's money and only money that is the reason that we are leaving today.
Listen, the failure of this campaign to get traction is mine and mine alone, but I think it's a very worthwhile campaign. I've got the other candidates today are talking about the things that I brought up from that first debate.
You know, it's never been about me. It's never even been about you. It's been about our country and the future of our country.
Frankly, in this time of war, I simply cannot let my campaign be a part of aiding a surrender to terror.
I made a decision that I'll share with you. Actually, I'm going to have a news conference tomorrow where I will be announcing that I'm transitioning out of the presidential campaign. It is going to be a rather lengthy statement.
Ladies and gentlemen, I called Senator McCain a few moments ago. I extended to him not only my congratulations, but my commitment to him and to the party to do everything possible to unite our party, but more importantly, to unite our country.
This experience here in Iowa has been one of the most rewarding in my life of public service, and I am grateful to the people of this wonderful state.
I committed that I would say exactly what I believe. I committed that I would not in any way truncate anything I thought needed to be said. And ladies and gentlemen, we've done it. And let me make something clear to you. I ain't going away. I ain't going away.
It was my hope that you would first hear it from me directly and not from a news organization. But unfortunately, as with too many things in our world today, it's the ending of something that garners the most intense interest and speculation.
And as of Saturday, there will be one more voice that will add to the end of that piece, compiled and edited by Brian Lehrer Show producer Jody Avergan. How many of those voices could you name? Here was the order, in case you were scratching your head. Giuliani, Tom Tancredo, Tommy Thompson, John Edwards, Tom Vilsack, remember, he was in the race for 10 minutes, Duncan Hunter, Fred Thompson, Mitt Romney, Dennis Kucinich, Mike Huckabee, Chris Dodd, Joe Biden, and Bill Richardson. Next up, two call-ins. We don't need no pundits, just you, our very smart listeners. We will take calls in a few minutes on the meaning of the Obama victory to racial equality in America, and if you're African-American, what you think this actually means to your life and to your children's lives, even if Obama doesn't actually get elected president. But first, let's just do 5 minutes, just 5 minutes right now on fill in the blank, Obama blank, 2008. Who do you think Obama should choose as his running mate? It can be Hillary or not. And if not Hillary, then who? All our lines are already full. But you can get in when people finish up, because we'll go through you really quick on this. Just a quick thought of who and why. 212-433-9692. I'll just say that our caller's consensus yesterday in our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific call-in was that you do not want an Obama-Clinton ticket, even if you supported Clinton for the nomination. Many more people who supported Clinton called and wrote in to say Clinton no, largely because they didn't want her in a number two role to a man again. But does that go for you? Maybe it doesn't. 212-433-WNYC, Obama blank, 2008. Abdul, you're on WNYC. Abdul, turn down your radio, okay?
Okay.
And you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I'm called.
Tell me who and tell me why. Turn off your radio so you don't get confused.
My first choice would be Edward, and second would be Richardson. And for Edward, because he has the wide working class people support, and I think Obama and Edward would be a good match. And the second choice would be Richardson because of the Hispanic, and there's no way Clinton.
Tell me this, if you've thought about it at all. McCain challenged Obama yesterday to 10 town hall meetings between now and the end of the summer, one-on-one, no high-profile media moderator. Should he accept?
I think he should, and I also agree with your point, what you made, that this is probably the only way McCain can, you know, attract big crowds. And I think McCain will make fool of himself because, you know, how McCain's temper and all that. So I think Obama should accept it, and he is very good at it because instead, when I watched him, when the reporter asked him questions, he's better with the people when on a town hall type setting.
Abdul, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Please call us again. Ginger in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Obama blank, 2008.
Hi, Brian. Obama, Jim Webb.
Uh-huh.
I think he has the gravitas that the people that would be inclined to vote for McCain instead of Obama because of the experience, he would lend him that. He has worked both sides of the aisle, and he just, I don't know, I saw him on Meet the Press recently, and I was blown away by him, and I think that would be an unbeatable ticket.
The Daily News has a list of categories today of the types of vice presidential nominees that Obama might pick and the reasons. And Webb is listed as, in this category, helps nail a state Obama can't otherwise win. And that would, of course, be Virginia. It would be astounding if a Democrat won the state of Virginia in a presidential nomination. It hasn't happened in so long, but it's a long shot.
I know, but I'm thinking of his work. Naval defense.
Yes,
Bush's father. I mean, that to me is just
Navy secretary. He's got a conservative streak.
Yes,
you know, he could be one of those who bridges the gap to the white working class, although, you know, not working class in the same way that somebody who wasn't military might be. McCain has that too.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm thinking he has that streak, and I think I hate to say this because it's such a shallow thing to say, but he's really mediagenic. He really looks great on television, and he projects really well. I think people would be so much more comfortable.
Should Obama do the 10 town halls?
Oh, absolutely. I think he would wipe the floor with John McCain. He's so much better at that.
Ginger,
I think it's a great idea.
Thanks a lot. Barbara in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Obama blank, 2008.
Edward, I would have voted for him if he continued and didn't drop out. I like everything he stands for. And Richardson as a second.
Is there a little been there, done that factor with Edward since he was the vice presidential nominee in 2004 and they didn't win?
Well, I just feel that there really isn't. I don't want to see Clinton in, that's for sure. So I just feel very strong about that. And Richardson.
Thank you. Gil in Rockland, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gil.
Hi. It would be a Hillary Clinton. She was number two in her class at Yale. She's an advocate for health care reform. And I think it's time we have a woman in one of those top positions. She brings in sensibilities that men just don't possess.
Should Obama accept the 10 town halls?
Yes, why not? It's not going to hurt him.
Thank you. Trent in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Trent.
Hi. Yeah, he should do the town halls. Definitely Hillary. The last Gallup poll showed Hillary first, McCain second, and Obama third. he needs her. Together they are a dream ticket. She covers demographics that he doesn't. And if he doesn't pick her, I'm afraid a lot of older white women are going to just stay home on Election Day.
Jennifer in South Orange, Obama blank, 2008.
Actually, Obama Edwards, but I think that he should say that Hillary should be his Secretary of State.
You know, it raises a whole larger question, too. This comes up every election year where people say, well, why doesn't the candidate just name his cabinet in advance, especially if the candidate is, relatively unfamiliar, doesn't have that much experience in national politics. Name this rock star cabinet. Get people to accept in advance. Let them know this coalition that you're going to pull together. They can all go out campaigning for you. And honestly, I don't know why nobody has ever done that.
I think having Hillary as Secretary of State would help combat those people who might be thinking of jumping to McCain, because she does have some experience in foreign policy. We have Condoleezza Rice in there now, a woman, so it's not unheard of. We had Madeleine Albright, you know, so we're going to have her sitting there giving maybe some, you know, of her experience on the foreign issues that Obama doesn't have.
Thank you. Thank you. Colby in Brooklyn, Obama blank, 2008.
Joe Lieberman. Oh. I actually think it's really important that Obama pick someone postpartisan, because that's his whole, I don't know, angle that's very appealing. And I don't think Joe Lieberman would ever be picked, but maybe a Mike Bloomberg, someone that's completely off the radar. I mean, Hillary, Edwards, Richardson, I love them all, but they're just more the same. So I would love to see Obama make a bold choice and have someone that's like Mike Bloomberg.
Lieberman is more likely to wind up with McCain.
Well, therein lies the beauty of the beauty part.
Colby, thank you very much, and thanks to all of you for this short call-in on Obama blank 2008. Obviously, a lot more to come on this. Now we're going to clear the board, so my apologies to those of you who are hanging on, and you can, of course, continue this conversation on our webpage. Get into that mix at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show and keep the Veep conversation going. But right now, we turn the page to a call-in for African-American listeners on what the Obama nomination says to you about the state of racial equality in America. We'll go a little slower on this one than we did on the vice presidential candidate. We'll hear your thoughts, and you can reflect a little bit at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Are you having this conversation with your friends? Are you having this conversation with yourself or your family? Is this an aberration? Are you surprised? 212-433-9692. Did you think this could happen? I know some black colleagues of mine in the media, I won't name names, who always thought the Clinton machine or something would find a way to marginalize him and make sure that he loses. Did you think that? Did you believe it could happen? Did you believe it could get this far? And how much does it matter beyond the symbolism? Does it matter to your life? Does it matter to your peers' lives? Does it matter to your children's lives as African Americans that Barack Obama has gotten this far? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Let's see, we're going to play the clip and then go to a break. Break first. Okay, we'll start taking your calls when we come back. And also when we come back, I put a version of this question to Barack Obama when he was on the show, and we will play his response.